For those of you that don't know me, my name's Anna and I'm a member of this amazing church here. And it's my pleasure to bring you this little mini message tonight. Okay, so when Paul asked me to speak tonight, he asked me to speak and share personally about what Christmas means to me and what it means to us as Christians. And my first thought was, goodness, where do I start? And that was very, very quickly replaced with, where am I going to finish? So, team, just bear with me tonight. Look, I didn't grow up in a Christian home, so none of the Christmases I had were ever Christ-centered. And in fact, Christmas Day was also my mother's birthday. So we were always required to shift our focus from Christmas to my mum so that her birthday would never get lost in the day. Now my Christmases are very different. I've been in New Zealand for 13 years now, but they are also bittersweet. As a migrant to this country, there is an element of sadness and loss for all those family and friends that I shared a previous life with being so far away. And I'm sure that there are people here tonight that understand what that feels like and feel the pinch of that this year. Not only for those people that are so far away, but also for those people that we've lost. And I suspect I'm also not alone when I say that the ongoing effects of COVID this year make it seem even harder. Now, I would like to share a photograph with you. This picture was taken on Christmas Day 2017. And in this picture, you will see me, my mum, my dad, and my two sisters. And if anyone's wondering, I'm the one with the orange hair. That was the year I decided to go blonde. Never achieved it, just went orange. So we won't dwell on that. We'll move on. But this was not a Christmas that any of us expected. In fact, my mum should have been here in New Zealand. She was due to come here to celebrate her birthday and Christmas with me and my family. However, a couple of weeks before Christmas Day, my mum got a shock diagnosis of stage 4 ovarian cancer. So we decided that the only thing I could do was go home and have Christmas in England with my family. And we decided that we would all get together and spend the day together. And that even includes my dad, who's in that picture, despite the fact that my parents had separated many years before. So here we all were, hit with the truth and the sadness of the fact that that was the first time in over 20 years the five of us had spent an entire Christmas day together. And we were also hit with the reality of the fact that we probably never, ever would again. Now, this picture is on display in my house all year round. When I left England that Christmas, my sister gave me a framed copy of it, and it sits on a bookcase at the bottom of my stairs in my hallway for me and anyone else who's in my house to walk down my stairs and see. However, this picture has caused lots of problems in my house. My niece from the UK lives with me, and she hates this picture. And we've argued many times about whether this picture should be on display. Even now, years later, I'll sometimes come down the stairs and another photo's in its place, or the doorbell chime is directly in front of it so that we can't see it. Because you see, she looks at that picture and she just sees the pain of that day. She sees the shock that we were all feeling, and she just sees how jaundiced and swollen my mum was. Yet I see something very different when I see that picture. And please do not get me wrong, I am not denying the hard of that day because it was really hard. But I'm able to look at this picture and I see such joy. Joy, firstly, at the fact that this was the first Christmas I came to our family table as a Christian. I had this captive audience and they had no option but to humor me. So I got to share the Christmas story with them. I got to share the gospel. I got to share our story with them. And joy also at the memory of what happened after this photo. Very shortly after this photograph was taken, everybody else got up and moved on. But me and my sister, she's the one in the green jumper, we stayed seated on the sofa and we started talking. And then we started laughing. And we had one of those beautiful moments where you start laughing and you just cannot stop. And we laughed and we laughed and we laughed so hard that I cried and she weed herself. I hope this isn't recorded, you know. She never gets to see this. But she did. But here in amongst this, we had this beautiful moment of just joy and laughter in a day where we did not think that there would be any. We had this time of unspeakable joy. And that's what Christmas and ultimately my faith is to me. I'd like to read from the Gospel of John. John 1, verses 1 to 5 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Verse 14 goes on to say, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, Christmas is not just about us coming together to find joy in amongst being together. When we celebrate Christmas, we are also celebrating God overcoming the problem of evil. He didn't just step down to feel our pain, but he came down to end it. He became the answer. And that there is the meaning of Christmas. That there is our hope, and that there is our unspeakable joy. Look, I know that Christmas can be a hard time for many, and please don't hear that as a glib statement from me, because I include myself in that statement. It can be really difficult at this time of year to keep our focus on God. It can easily get lost in amongst the busyness and the stresses of this time of year. And it's a bit like when I choose to look at that picture, and it's about what I choose to see in that picture. You see, the real truth and the real joy of that day can so easily get lost in everything else that that picture represents to me. And that's what it's about for us. It's about recentering our hearts and our minds on him and celebrating in the incredible gift of the incarnation, where God became flesh and dwelt among us. And it's because of that that every one of us here can say that God is here in all his glory. And it's about rejoicing, and it's about keeping central that amazing knowledge that Christmas is not just about celebrating the birth of our Savior. It's not just about the light of the world arriving on that night, but it's about celebrating knowing what Jesus in the flesh means for us every other day of the year. And it's about us giving thanks that the incarnation of Jesus is a grace that we all get to experience over and over again. And that to me is what Christmas is all about.